The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres, but our roots are in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, drink of choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. And now, it's time for the ReaperCast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grim Reaper Gamers ReaperCast. My name is Johnny Hustler, and we have got a panel of four, including one surprise guest in the fourth chair that even surprised me today. Didn't even know what the hell was coming. So, without further ado, let's get to what you drinking and what you playing. Second chair. Since Jammer is out today again, we hope he'll be back again in 2 weeks. But since he decided to slack one more time in the second chair, the grimmest of all Reapers, the master of the tomato meter, who now has the elite controller of a similar shade, Lala Calamari, what you drinking, what you playing, buddy?
Yeah, I decided to create the tomato controller, and it's ready. Finally got that thing pieced together. It took me a couple of days. It was a pain in the ass to put back together. I am fine. Currently playing the same old, Battlefield, Elder Scrolls, Forza, and I'm working on some Brooklyn Lager right now, just a easy drinking beer. And by the way, you can blame me for the special guest. I was waiting for you fuckers to come online. I saw him once. I figured I'd harass him.
In the third chair, the man that really keeps their site running, at least from the technical aspect. He got the new mic. We decided to bring him on about every show now. So, from the Jersey Shore, Grex, how the hell are you, buddy? What you drinking? What you playing?
Hey, how's it going? I'm drinking good. Just Sam Adams Boston Lager right now. Pretty good stuff. Just easy to drink and cheap. So around here, at least.
Always a good pick.
Playing pretty much a mix of stuff because I'm kind of bored I can't figure to sit down with a certain game. Playing Conan, playing Battlefield, Titanfall, and pretty much anything else that I can troll through my Steam library and get bored one day and play something else.
No more Kahura?
No, not Black Desert Online. No, I'm done with that game.
Kahura has moved over to Conan.
I did name my character in Conan Kahura, so.
See? Told you.
I've been jumping servers in that game too, trying out different PvP servers that people set up.
So how is PvP in that game, real quick?
It's mainly just other people raiding bases when you're not online. So usually you get back online and you find your base got raided at 4 a.m. or some shit like that. That's basically all it is. Yeah. Until they add more content and stuff like that, but
it kind of reminds me when we were playing Ark on the public servers. It was the same way.
Yeah, especially
no one ever fought you like head on 1v1. It was always you wake up like who messed with our base and whose base can we mess with during off hours. So it kind of, I don't know, PvP's a little weird.
Okay, without further ado, the fourth chair. The surprise guest, like I said, I didn't even know he was going to be on until I got onto Skype tonight. From parts unknown, I mean that literally because I believe he is in his bunker preparing for the apocalypse. From the great Northwest, the return of Gunny. Gunny, how you doing?
What about other bitches?
What you drinking and what you playing?
Of course I'm drinking Coors. And I'm playing Man Things.
You're playing with Man Things?
Yes, I'm in the shop. I've got tools surrounding me. It's man stuff. No controllers. It's drills and presses and sanders, chop saws.
So it's tool time over at the Gunny residence. So we welcome Gunny back on. We'll see if we have any strange blurts again this show. So we're hoping. All right, so Let's talk about Wednesday night community nights and the community calendar at GrimReaperGamers.com/events. Mondays are Titanfall 2 nights. How are those things going lately?
Usual, typical people. Not getting too many. Starting to slow down. Even with the new game mode that came out, which is crazy, crazy fast. And it's small maps, so it's very COD-esque. Mm. But yeah, it's starting to peel off. I haven't got many people showing up for that.
Maybe do a
for the usuals.
Do a Halo night once in a while.
Maybe we'll start Halo back up again.
Oh, there'll be the same people to probably still play that.
Probably
playing that again.
And then you, and Lala.
Wednesday nights are community nights, as we mentioned a little bit ago, and Battlefield 1, man, strong. We had people waiting to get into the server last night.
That was crazy. Vikes rented a server for GRG, and you guys set it to TDM, which is not a mode that we normally play. And I signed on late because I was messing around trying to get my controller fixed. Finally gave up on it and decided to log on. I'm like, Vikes, kick somebody. I'm texting them, kick somebody.
Did he?
We had like, I think, over 20 people.
Yeah, we had two parties going.
Yeah, the one was full. When I got on, I think Greg split off into a second party. When I got on a little before 9 Central.
Yeah, because we had a full Xbox Live party, 16 people. And we had a bunch of people that weren't in the party waiting, or just, you know, they were in the game, but not in the party. So they started up another party and filled that, got about 5 or 6 people into that party. So yeah, we had a lot of people playing last night.
Big night. Now Conan wasn't as big. I think like you said, we need to get a little more content starting to come pump through that game a little bit to keep some
tired, sweaty balls already.
I think, it looks like they're planning, Grex, what do you got? A drunken Saturday night raid?
I'm going to try and see if anybody shows up for that. See if we can get some. The only thing with Conan, you can do a lot of stuff solo, but if you want to tackle some of the bigger, if you want to go into the caves, dungeons, some of the bigger stuff, hit some of the bigger bosses, you need like 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
So you definitely need a group going. Some people went back to Ark.
And some are bouncing back and forth as well on that. I mean, we got some people that are playing both of those. Battlefield 1, Friday night, drunken Battlefield 1. That's the key right there. Jack, we're running another one of those Friday.
I won't be. I'm going to go watch the Embiidless Sixers. I paid a lot of money to go see the Sixers get good seats. Thinking Ben Simmons and Embiid will play, and neither one are playing. They're both out for the season.
They're in tank mode. So,
yeah, fuck you very much, Sixers. But somebody, I'm not sure who stepped up to run that room, but someone's going to be running the party for that. So just make sure you hop on board, and they'll get you in the game. I think the week before we had 18 people play. We had a lot, so.
Good to have a drunken Friday night game again. Yeah. So, and then Sunday driving, Forza Horizons 3, still going strong. What's kind of the plan on class this week?
I think we're still working that one out. We don't know if it's going to be a rally car, Subaru rally car, or they're talking some kind of four-wheel drive monstrosity. I don't know yet. You'll have to check the forums to see what we pick. That's still up in the air. I'm upset I missed last week's. They had a car all set in prime for that, a pretty cool BMW that was all-wheel drive, but couldn't make it.
And then figure on Tuesday night, the 7th, with the release of Ghost Recon Wildlands, there's going to be some parties getting together for that game.
I expect this. We have a lot of people going to be playing that. That's not a title I'm getting. It's not my style, but I know we have quite a few that are. I think Digital's getting it.
I'm getting it.
So if you're Yeah, you're getting it. So, if you get on, look for you guys, hop in the parties and shoot some people in the faces.
And as Jack mentioned, the forums over at forums.grimreapergamers.com. Give those a look. That's where a lot of the planning is still going on for some of the nights coming up. Gaming news. Speaking of a Tom Clancy title, The Division Update 1.6 Last Stand DLC.
I will have to download this since I was one of those foolish people that did buy this thing outright. And this will probably be the... Well, no, I lied because I got Battlefield Season Pass, but I'm wrapping up buying Season Passes for these games. Yeah, this comes out that they have... Well, it came out Tuesday. The new Last Stand game modes, 8 versus 8. So it's kind of like a little mini Dark Zone. You can shoot other 8 people. Enyo Ghostwalkers was playing today, and he thinks it's pretty fun, so it's worth checking out. Just for that, they added a new incursion, which is kind of like a raid, Stolen Signal, which will have unique gear that you can only get from that raid or the incursion. And they've expanded the Dark Zone. So they finally expanded the game, which we always thought they would do with all the DLC that they're going to release. So this one, finally, they get 3 new areas. So I need to get in there. Get Quantum and Reaper Man to sherpa me through and gear up my guy again. So,
they reconfigured a lot of the stats on the gear, balanced it out a lot. Some sets got nerfed, some sets got buffed. So they changed up a lot of stuff with this one as well in terms of gear stats,
which is good because like I was running the Alpha Bridge build, and while you know. That was the meta.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, I want to go back to different guns, and I don't know. So, I'll give it a shot. I paid for it, so I might as well load it up, gear up my guy.
Yeah, that's another thing that's on my list to download, because I have the full pass for that as well.
I mean, it's a gorgeous-looking game. Yeah. So.
All right, other Game Pass-style news. This one kind of came out of nowhere. Major Nelson just announced this week that... Xbox is now featuring a Game Pass, which is $10 a month. There's going to be around 100 titles, some of the older titles out in the Xbox library. It's not going to be affecting games with gold. This isn't going to be replacing the games with gold feature that they give you, but it's going to be adding to your library 100 different titles. These games are downloaded, not streamed, so it's not like the PS Now type of service, but it's more downloading. You keep it as long as you're running the pass. A little bit of a cross between maybe what PlayStation Plus does with theirs and what EA Access is also doing. 100 different titles. Guardians, I believe, one of the titles that was listed. Handful of others. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see how they add to this. Kind of very much an EA Access vibe I'm getting out of this.
A lot of older games, though.
Yeah.
Right, which is a lot of access as well.
Yeah. And from my understanding, they're going to come, they're going to add remove titles. So what you're playing that particular month may not be there the following month and so on. So it'll be like a Netflix type of thing where they'll add content, but they're going to pull stuff as well. Oh, and the other thing was Windows 10 devices at launch, they won't be able to use this service. But I think in the future, they're planning to allow Windows 10 to. So if you're gaming for your PC, because you'll be able to play them.
Oh, and another quick note, that is also currently out for Insider, for those on the Insider program, not out in general yet. I think it's going to be out in the next few weeks or so.
All I know is it'll be another 100 titles Gunny doesn't play.
I already played. That's my problem. That one of the comments Digital has said is a lot of them are really old titles, and I don't want to go back. I mean, if I'm going to keep up and play, I want to play current gen or current what's going on. So it's kind of I'm beyond going backwards.
My deal with this is, you know, I think the price tag's a little high. You know, 10 a month, I think that's a little bit pricey for the older games, especially when you have EA Access that's $30 a year. And games are a little more current. I mean, Madden 17 just hit EA Access, so that hasn't even been out a year yet. and it's already on the Access titles. I don't think this one's quite as good a deal as EA Access, which I've sung the praises of a handful of times already.
I think they need to sweeten it with a newer game.
Yeah,
agree. Throw in a Titanfall 2.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, I don't see where this is a better deal than Games with Gold. Because, you know, you get older titles there, but you get to keep them.
Forever.
So, Battlefield 1, we're all about Season Pass stuff. Battlefield 1, They Shall Not Pass DLC has been, the date's been revealed, the trailer has been released. And I believe, Jack, you've put a deal up in the forums about this.
Yeah. I just was watching the trailer today. It came out, and it looks, standard Battlefield. It starts off with a cinematic part of it. It's like 30 seconds, and then it goes right into the gameplay. You know, from the gameplay, I couldn't really see too much besides they showed the new behemoth, the Char 2C tank. Mm-hmm. It's like this massive tank. Five guys can go into it. What's interesting with that is it's not in a on rails, so you can actually, it moves like a normal tank, so you can drive around and shoot things and blow things up, which will be nice because some of the behemoths just don't really serve any purpose in game.
So two can kick everybody's ass anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the same.
Yeah, it's just going to be worried.
And I'll be sitting right next to him.
I'm right with him. You're good.
Right there in the seat next to him. By the way, dates on that, March 14th for the Premium Pass owners and March 28th for those without Premium Pass.
And as I said before, it comes with the game mode Frontlines, which I'm really looking forward to because I think that's a good combination of both Conquest and Rush, where it's like they have 5 points and you kind of got to push the enemy back. You know, it's a kind of tug of war with the maps. They go back and forth. And the last points for each side is they actually have two. So it ends in like a rush style battle. And I'm looking forward to that game mode a lot. It'd be a nice change of pace from Conquest. I mean, I like Conquest. I'm not too into team deathmatch with Battlefield. It's fun to do for like, a couple games, but not something I want to do all the time. So Frontlines looks interesting.
It is
tempted to purchase the pass now for Battlefield.
I will endorse.
Yeah, I purchased that just because I didn't want to wait in like any sort of premium queue. You were waiting for a server. I'm like, I want to be the first one in. When you get the premium pass, they'll put you in a premium queue. So I'll bypass all you guys and get in.
Yeah, it is one of the few that I still endorse. It's one of the few that I like.
Plus, I called
and DICE. And all your battle packs.
Yeah, I called DICE, and that was one of the things. Get me in the servers quicker, and I want battle packs. I got 3 battle packs last night.
Isn't Donnie's endorsement about the same as mine? It's like, yeah, go ahead and try it, but I haven't really done it myself. I'm just saying.
What? My endorsement for the premium pass?
Right. Now,
I get that one. That's one I actually get.
Okay.
He barely plays it, though.
I played at least once a week. Except for this cold I had this last couple weeks, but I usually play at least once a week.
Pardon me.
Usually? We'll put that in the calendar.
Usually.
So we got last night.
Well, I got into Conan for a few weeks.
Because you like sweaty balls.
Native ones.
Teabagging.
Barbaric ones.
What it is.
Oh, God. Anyway, interesting piece of news from, I saw it on WWG.com. Bungie is making an announcement tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific, so noon Eastern time. They're planning to make an announcement about some fresh challenges. Oh, here's the quote. Tomorrow we'll begin the conversation about what's next, including some fresh challenges for you to tackle and the sandbox changes that were previewed last week. This article will hit the blog at 9 a.m. Pacific on Bungie.com. You should expect an announcement and a reveal schedule. You'll be able to update your calendars. The countdown is about to begin. So there's going to be some sort of countdown as well after this announcement at around noon Eastern. So what do we think Bungie's up to? Some new content for Destiny? Are they also beginning the countdown for 2?
It has to be for 2. We've already, I think they're completely done with Destiny 1. I don't think they're gonna add anything new to it. Why would you add a countdown for extra DLC for that?
Well, so I now think note, the announcement comes first, then a countdown. So yeah. I think this announcement's going to be, you know, some challenges and stuff that are being added, little things just to kind of keep you interested and keep Destiny in the back of your mind. My bet is that countdown goes to E3. Yeah. Whatever countdown they're talking about. Which, Grex, you were saying that they're going to have a bigger presence at E3.
Yeah, from a leaked E3 layout that was posted on Reddit, they had Activision was going to have a very large booth, like Microsoft size and some of those other big ones. So looks like they're going to have a large presence there, which has everybody wondering that they're going to be launching Destiny 2, or at least have a Destiny 2 presence there.
Yeah. And what's it been, a couple years since they've been on the floor? They've kind of had their own thing the weekend before and not really participated in E3 for the last couple years.
Right. Yeah, so Activision's going to make in a big presence there this year. So that's the hopes.
I hear Gunny's going to be getting Destiny 2. He's anxiously awaiting this title.
I like Destiny, so I would probably get Destiny 2. play it, but I'll get it. Okay. Just saying.
And since our agenda can't seem to get away from season passes and DLC, Ghost Recon's Wildlands DLC details have been released. IGN with the details today. Let's see. Get a permanent 5% XP booster is one thing that they mention, kind of the sub headline, I guess. So, but anyway, $40 season pass from Ubisoft. 2 major paid expansions after launch as a part of this.
I think that's smarter to do. Hopefully, you know, they announced the expansions, the 2. They kind of detail what they're going to be, and then there's some extra missions they're going to throw in to go with it. But I think with like when they did the Division, we bought into that with the DLC. There was no roadmap for it, so at least now it seems like there's kind of a roadmap. So you're paying $20 for 2 expansions, hopefully, or $20 each for 2 expansions, and hopefully there'll be some decent content for it.
Yeah, it looks interesting here. The first one's called Narco Road, and you have to infiltrate a gang of smugglers to, quote, take part in crazy races and challenges to earn their infamous leader's trust and destroy them from the inside. And then Fallen Ghosts is the second one where they have to evade an elite group of mercenaries that are tracking them down after your chopper gets shot down. So, looks like new enemies, new bosses, skills, weapons, or vehicles, depending on the pack. And both expansions are a week early for pass holders.
I wish they would stop doing that shit. I don't know.
Yeah, because then, I mean, especially when it's a game where you have to team up.
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. You know, I don't know. Make the game good and worthwhile for people to buy the expansions instead of pulling bullshit like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, $40 for 2 major packs. It'll be interesting to see what they offer. You know, I mean, that's kind of borderline. You know, I mean, we'll see how what kind of content comes out, but I can see that going either way. All right. In the news of the uncircumcised, Conan Exiles coming to Xbox One.
Oh God.
That is possibly the worst segue I've ever done in 5 different shows.
That should be a skill line for that game, or an engram, or whatever it is. Get cut.
God. Yeah, I knew when I said it that was wrong. But anyway, Conan Exiles coming to Xbox as a preview game. We all knew this was coming. It was coming to Xbox sometime later this year. Sounds like third quarter. will be when it hits early access for the Xbox One. Kind of on the same track as Ark. It's going to be around for a handful of months or so as a PC game, make its way over to Xbox in the early access mode. Obviously, we're figuring the Wang Extender will not make the cut.
I don't know. Do you think? I mean, like...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know. I don't see that one hitting Xbox. Maybe.
Maybe. But, I mean, like, there's games on Xbox, I mean, that show it. I mean, there was with the Grand Theft Auto one. That was the expansion they had it. The guy comes out of the shower. He's, like, full frontal. And
yeah.
Yeah. Well, full nudity. And they're saying Andromeda's going to have it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, another one for a backlog there, Andromeda.
So we'll see. I mean, I think they're supposed to ship with a new biome, whatever that means, the new land, new map or whatever.
Yeah, expand the map. And then they're supposed to drop two more content packages this year.
That's for PC, right?
Yeah, for PC. So I don't know if it's going to get pulled into Xbox as well or not, but I'm hoping for the content packages because PC side's getting stale.
Yeah, it's kind of. I thought it would come sooner to the Xbox. I thought it'd be like this summer, or the spring. But I guess.
I think they originally said that, but then it got delayed. Just like the PC launch was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah, and I do believe they said late summer. The last time we talked about this, but yeah, it looks like now it's gonna be Q3, which still could, I guess, be late summer. But you're, at that point, you're looking at late summer, early fall, or so, early to mid fall. So, so that'll be something to look for. You know, fun game. Hopefully, like you said, Grex, a little more content. Yeah, I do believe it's getting a little stale.
Gunny will get it because it shows what in it.
Wang.
Did he?
No.
Well, yes. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Grex's character does.
Mm-hmm. All right. The pictures you guys show are horrifying from that game. Horrifying.
Yes, they are. All right. Okay, we mentioned this 2 weeks ago, last show. I put up a thread after the show talking about our main topic. Our main topic last week was balancing life and gaming. How do you do it? Is it possible? You know, how does it go for everybody? Everybody has their own ways.
How do you do it, Gunny? How do you balance?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Manly. Do real shit.
He makes homes for chickens. Hey,
chickens keeps the mama happy. So that's what we do.
And it keeps Gunny seeing what?
Titties. lots of titties.
And there's you what guys matters.
More. I do. And we're going to keep it that way.
All right. So I put up a thread for last show's topic. How do you balance your life in gaming? So I wanted to hear from the community. So we got some good responses, actually. I thought we had a pretty good response to this thread. Go through a handful of these. Digital Ciphers, gaming comes first. Try to slide in some work here and there. He works for his family, so he gets family time in when he works. He knows he's a minority in that respect, because he's single. Basically gets to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. No wives, kids, or problems. Biggest dilemma for him, what's he going to play today? Rao, when asked about balancing it, I don't. That's why they call it an addiction. Rab, for me, he said, for me, it might be easier than most also. The wife games as much as he do and as he does. Good, good English there. My English was really good. his wife games as much as he does. She enjoys it. I can vouch for this. She does play as much as he does. Something they do together on many nights to relax. So kids are all in high school or college. That's not as much of a thing as it used to be. It's their outlet, time to sit and BS and all that. Nail Bunny, his girlfriend games as much as he does as well. She's part of the PC Master Race. Somebody get her on Conan.
That's a lie because she's joined GRG and she's part of GRG's Elder Scrolls Guild now.
She joined GRG?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's her tag?
I don't know offhand. Oh. I just know I added to the Elder Scrolls Guild and all that.
Okay. But she does encourage him to game. She has two older kids who game. Used to be an issue with exes. Some of us have that problem as well with the exes. They didn't like it. Which is the reason why they're exes. Balancing in the past was tough, he said, especially with the ex. Have to be when the ex was at work or out doing other stuff. So, and she would be asking if he gamed all day. So obviously it looks like he upgraded. Grex, you mentioned that your wife hates video games and sometimes it gets a little tough.
Yep. Hates him.
Better you than me.
That's why I play.
Texas Reaper Crew says lately he's been playing kid-friendly games because he has 72 of them. So he has a good excuse to play.
He sold a few? 23.
Lost a couple with the wall. So he has a good excuse to play while they're up. What's that, Gunny?
The ones over the wall still count.
Oh, okay. What? We're waiting for an official word ruling on that one. He said he knows it's a ruse. She knows it's a ruse, but you know that way he gets to play while the kids are up, which is a smart idea. I do that with Ark. She does take shots at him about being a nerd or whatever, which, well, and he's his comment, but she still puts out, so it's cool.
Well, there you go. He's going for 73.
That just got the thumbs up from Gunny.
Titties.
Beers and Leaf. Beers and Leafs, it's become so much easier as the kids have gotten older, but the biggest thing is gaming around things that the family wants to do, so when I want to game for a few hours, they're quiet and doing their own things.
Beers and Leaf, he's on my shit list. On Sundays, he started the Sundays Forza gaming, and now he has to watch The Walking Dead with his family. He wants family time instead of gaming. So he comes on afterwards, after that's over, and my wife's giving me shit right now.
Let's see.
As usual.
And here's a good point by Beers here. He's learned over the last 20-some odd years it's better and safer to play at home and have a few drinks than it is to be without, you know, out with the guys, have a few drinks. I mean, let's face it. None of us have to worry about driving home. It's a great way to be social, drink, get hammered, and not have to worry about getting busted.
So, safety is first.
Yes.
First rule of the shop, safety.
Measure once, cut twice, or what was it?
No, it's measure twice, cut once. Oh. We're not doing your walls. We're doing everybody else's walls.
No, because you're using your Xbox to level out the chicken coop, right? You got to use for it.
Sometimes. As long as it's level and square.
The one side needed a couple inches. Xbox was the perfect height. Slide on it.
Unobtainable says, I have relatively few responsibilities. I usually work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, so evenings tend to be split between gaming and his girlfriend. More recently, going climbing 2 to 3 times a week. 2, he exercises. What the hell? Weekends are split between the girlfriend, family, and friends and games. Girlfriend and most friends enjoy games too, so sometimes those intermingle. Minion 1981. I'm in a similar boat. We think wife thinks games besides the original Mario is stupid. Grex, you have someone who commiserates with you.
Yeah.
But it's tough with kids in the lower teens, always so much to do, and I work full-time nights, so it's tough to game, mostly mid-afternoon when I get a free hour, much less than an hour. It's not worth it, depending on the game, otherwise Saturday mornings seem to be a good time for him. And finally, Captain PJ said his wife's a gamer, but mostly not the same types of games. They play Portal and Left 4 Dead together, but in general they have different tastes. The advantage for him is that his wife works night shifts as a maternity nurse, so if she's working, he can game, and she works every other weekend, so that gives him some open time there, too. So, kind of working around the schedules a little bit.
It could be like Fish's family, where he buys the games, his wife completes it for him.
So he can at least ask his wife how the games are.
Yeah.
Right.
That was Fallout, honey.
How was GTA, honey?
Great responses. We're going to do the same again tonight. I'm going to put up a thread. We'll see see what kind of responses we get off of this week's topic. And they'll get featured 2 weeks from now on the next ReaperCast. So thank you to the community for some great responses. Makes my job easier, and I'm lazy, so.
You are lazy. Yeah. I'll vouch for that.
All right, Jack, you want to talk about the Logan movie. This has been getting some good reviews, a little bit R-rated, a little bit grittier than your typical Marvel flick, based off of the old man Logan story.
Well, yeah, you know, going back in the day, I was a huge X-Men comic fan. I read, I think, a couple hundred issues, 200 issues back-to-back, and obviously, if you're in the X-Men, you're in the Wolverine and Professor X, and they're both in this movie, so I'm kind of excited to see this one. I originally swore off superhero movies after Guardians of the Galaxy. I wasn't into it, and I'm kind of over that whole genre. But everything I've been reading about this Logan, it's getting phenomenal reviews. IGN gave it 9.7. So, I mean, and just raving about how good this is. And it's not your typical superhero movie, so I'm really excited to go see this. I'm definitely have to go probably this weekend, see if I can get tickets, see if I have like 5 minutes to go see it.
Me and the son-in-law are going Sunday.
Yeah, I find this one really interesting. It's a grittier storyline than a lot of Marvel storylines. Jack, I envy you because this one, you know, my favorite, I've said this before, my favorite Iron Man storyline was Demon in a Bottle from the early 80s, where they tackled Stark's alcoholism and how it affected him. I was a little disappointed that Marvel did not touch on any of that during the Iron Man. I hope maybe someday they will, because let's face it, you have Robert Downey Jr. and you don't touch on addiction. You waste a big part.
I think that'd be something if they did ever did like a Netflix, like a season. That would be a good storyline for the season.
Yeah.
For an Iron Man.
See, to me, I thought it was like maybe a few movie build up could have built up to an Avengers flick where Stark's redemption happens, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, like I said, I envy you. I would have loved to have seen. I think I want to see this one, too, because I haven't read the old man Logan story, but it is one of the watermarks for Wolverine.
Yeah, well, this is, I think it's a combination of a few things. It's based off of the old man Logan, but it borrows from other stuff. Like the guys that are chasing him are called Reavers, and they were on the X-Men, and they basically hunted mutants, and they were killing them. And they're a bunch of badass guys. And I know at one point they captured Angel, ripped his wings off. All that's fun stuff. And I'm curious to see how they pull them off on screen, because they were all like these cybernetic guys, you know, like one guy had tank legs. He didn't have legs, like a body of a tank. It was pretty neat. But so I'm definitely looking forward to this.
Too.
Huh?
Well, they're introducing the X-23.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And if you follow the old man story arc, we're all old men, mostly in the clan. So we're going to relate. And they're kind of passing the torch off because what's his name's done with the series. So I've seen all the reviews. They've gotten great reviews. We're going Sunday, and I've never seen a Wolverine movie in the theater, but we're going to go see this one. So
I think you'll be all right missing the Wolverine movies. I think this one will be you can kind of go in and be all right and be happy you just saw this one. The other thing that's interesting is Patrick Stewart, who's my favorite captain from Star Trek, best sci-fi show ever. he plays being Charles Xavier. But it's interesting where he's, you know, this old man, he's feeble, he's losing his mind. And I think I was reading he'd have episodes and he'd have these sonic attacks, and people within like 1,000 square meters would just go unconscious. So he was like killing people, you know, with his powers. So Wolverine's job, you know, he's takes care of him and he's trying to get him away from everybody else so they can kind of just live out their days. And it just seems like a great movie. It's got great actors, getting great reviews. And I'm looking forward to it. This will probably be the last superhero movie I see in the theaters, but...
Bullshit.
No, I say it, but I took my boys to see the last Captain America and the last Avengers, and we all left like, yeah, this sucks. And at least in the theaters, I'll watch it at home. I'm talking about spending the coin to go see it. It's like $15 and popcorn, all that nonsense, you know. It's like $60 to leave a movie theater.
Be nice to your kids. Just fucking do it.
I hate my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Leeches. They take all my money. They drive you crazy.
On that note, let's hit our topic.
No.
Jeez. Bouncing working woman. I hate my kids. all right.
We don't have Jammer to keep us on time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're doing too bad on time, really.
No.
I have no idea. Don't care.
All right. Let's go to our topic for the show. This has been a question that has been asked about here and there with another system coming out this week with the Switch. And we're kind of looking down the barrels of the Scorpio this fall. Are technical advances hurting gaming? And is story taking a backseat to better graphics or gimmicks? Let's first talk about the technical advances. You know, we're up to 4K. The graphics just keep getting greater and greater. PC-wise, they're going to keep getting greater. You know, AMD just announced their Ryzen chips, which seem to score awesome in gaming, and they're giving Intel now a run for their money at a much cheaper price. So, you know, PC is going to keep on getting bigger gaming. 4K is hitting the new consoles. You know, the PS4 Pro has 4K. The Scorpio is going to have 4K. We're going to know more about that this summer. Are these technical advances, is gaming looking better at a price? Are we getting too enamored with the technical aspect, not as enamored with the gaming itself?
Well, it seems that FPS is a big issue with gamers these days, and meeting FPS numbers and making sure that the gameplay is fluid. Games are so fast now, as in the movement and how you do that. So with great detail and you want this fast movement, you know, that frames per second is a big deal. So they're putting a lot into performance, I think, when they develop games, and they make that one of their big focus points. Whereas previously it was single player game. The graphics weren't that great. Performance was what it was. They didn't have to deal with all those people. So now I think it's become much more of a budget item for them, a priority item. And yeah, unfortunately, I think sometimes the story gets hurt when they can't build out a full story because they just don't have the time.
What about hardware?
Meaning?
Yeah. Yeah, like, well, hardware is always bleeding edge, right? So developers have to keep up with the hardware.
Well, it's like Fanatec. I'm only using Fanatec as an example, but like with the Forza series, not being able to bring my wheel over from one system to another. I mean, that kind of hurt me. That's one of the reasons I'm not participating in like Forza Sunday nights. I mean, I've got to have a wheel. I've gotten so used to it. So, you know, they jack up the price on coming over. I mean, I'm looking at Fanatec now. What I bought for 360 was $300-$400 is now $600 just to be comfortable with their shit.
Jesus.
I mean, so that's kind of for me. I want to play with you guys on Sunday night with Horizons, but I want to have a wheel. And, you know, the price point just sucks.
Yeah, that's a non-starter for me at that price.
It's a shame you can't carry that over to different systems or be more universal. That sucks. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you talk about the gimmicks. You look at Nintendo Switch, and that just screams gimmick. You know.
Yeah, well, Nintendo's going for a completely different market segment than what Sony and Xbox are doing. And they're trying PC. They're trying to tap into the same thing they did with the Wii, you know, and tap into that casual, I don't even know,
the casual too hardcore, you know. I mean, there's still going to be a lot of hardcore gamers that get something like the Switch because they were raised on Nintendo and it's got the Nintendo name. And it's still Mario, it's still Zelda, it's still Donkey Kong, and so on. Yeah. I think where it really hurts, you know, gimmick, but as far as other gimmicks, you know, you have the Kinect, the Move, the VR, and all that. You know, I think that at some point
VR,
you know,
I just don't see VR doing it. I mean VR has always been there, like, as this pie in the sky kind of thing. And you know, they're getting closer and they're getting better and they got some really neat ideas. I just don't see it feasibly hitting everyone's living room and being something that I'm gonna sink a lot of hours into. You know, I mean, the headset with the phone, and that's all gimmick crap, you know, and that's all
I think Conan screams for VR. Conan Exiles. So you need a teabag and you can get it in 3D, 4K.
Gunny, go ahead. If you're trying to speak at the same time, we're having trouble hearing you. So you got the floor. Go ahead.
No, I was saying if Jack was talking about Conan in VR, he just likes virtual testicles.
I think as far as VR, I think a game like Forza would excel with that because you can actually sit and get the cockpit view and look around and race. I think it'd be a great game for it. But I just, other than that, I don't see any particular need for that. I'm not running on my downstairs pretending I'm Call of Duty, you know, Advanced Warfare, you know, carrying on with that nonsense. I want to lie on my couch and play the damn game.
But here's the thing, you know, here's, I guess, where I was going with this is that, you know, the developers have to develop for something. So if they're developing for all these platforms, the VR or the different peripherals that are necessary, something has to take a back seat. And I think sometimes you see the story, you know, like when you see some games come out with 5 or 6 hours of story for $60. You know, I think that's kind of taking... I don't think it's happening everywhere, but I think there's a lot of times where you can say, yeah, the story really suffered because they had to push a product out and maybe they just decided to focus on the VR or they focused on the multiplayer.
Yeah, and I see that happen the most when there's multiplayer involved, when they're trying to bring a multiplayer aspect and a single player aspect, and they still want to meet this typical deadline, I guess, they have for games where they're rolling it out in a certain amount of time or something like that, and they're trying to cover both areas. The single player is always going to get hurt more.
I think what hurts them the most is their desire to pre-sell DLC. So I think they take content that would normally be in a normal game prior to paid DLC and push it out that way. I think that's what's killing us the most. As far as like techno advances, I don't know. I think right now, game developers are sloppy. They want to crank that out as fast as possible. Just toss it out there. It doesn't really matter if the story's there. It doesn't matter if the gameplay is there. It just matters if it sells. And they may fix it later, but they probably won't.
And you know, you bring up something that I didn't even really consider as I wrote up this the couple questions we have for this topic. The ability to patch now. You know, back in the NES Genesis days and so on, you had a cartridge. There was your game, or even PS1 and PS2. There was your game. That was it. You got nothing else.
Yeah. Now, they don't care. I mean, obviously they care. They want to release a game that's pretty solid, but you get game after game after game that has game-breaking bugs in it. I mean, I remember like what Modern Warfare 2 was like an example. They had the javelin explosion bug where there's nothing you can do and the guy wiped out like 10 people. Even now, like the games now, they just can't play or they don't work online.
They know they have a safety net with that DLC and the patches.
Yeah, they can expand out later if the story's not satisfying, or they can patch it up later if it's broken, or you know, work on the servers if the servers crash and burn day one, which they normally do.
or like Xbox Live does on Wednesday nights.
Party chat goes to shit.
Every fucking Wednesday night. I'm going to call Bill Gates up and say, yo.
Push that GRG clout around.
I will.
Yeah, that's amazing how every Wednesday party chat goes to shit.
It's our Friday, fault.
Friday night, we had just as many people there in our party and worked fine.
They're tagging us for community night.
They hate us. Oh, there it is, the tomato controller. So, let's see another. Here's another question that kind of off the top of my head here is multi-platform hurting things a little bit. You know, you got to program in Xbox's language, PlayStation's language, or at least be able to port it after you program for one. The Switch now, PC. You know, we got four platforms again.
Wait, I think as far as that, like you got Xbox and you have the PC and with Windows 10. So I think that's starting to combine and making it easier for developers. They can design a game and they can play on both PC and Xbox. And I think that's Microsoft's goal is to transition to PC gaming or whatnot. So that's working out. But PlayStation and Switch is a whole different thing. So that's obviously a pain in the ass. I don't know. Sucks for them.
And of course, then you have the extra layers here. You know, you Scorpio versus Xbox One and One S, PS4 Pro versus PlayStation 4 itself without the 4K. You know, you have to have levels for each type of console out there. So you know, we didn't even consider two consoles in this generation.
And I'll be honest with you. I was looking at like, because I play Elder Scrolls a lot, and I'm thinking like, why do they even have like separation between PlayStation and Xbox? Why aren't those like worlds combined? Like, what's the difference there? It seems like something like that could be combined easily. Even thinking like whatever console you sign in or PC, you'd be able to get your character. I would like to see that happen.
I think that's not so much a technical, but more of a contractual legal.
Yeah.
Issue. Yeah, I mean, Phil Spencer came out a while back and said that Xbox, they could do it. They could go cross-platform.
I was thinking with Elder Scrolls, you sign in, and whatever device you sign into, you get your character. So it's not necessary Xbox playing with PlayStation.
You're just saying the data should transfer over.
And I don't see why companies don't do that either. Destiny should work that way.
Yeah, I always think of an MMO when you do an MMO like that. It's just another client. Yeah. Right, like you're doing a client for PC or a client for Mac, a client for Linux, you're signing into the same system. I think a lot of the issues is that the game's sitting on Microsoft servers, or you know, you have a contract with Sony PlayStation. If you're playing on a PlayStation, you have a contract with Microsoft. If you're playing through Microsoft, it's legal issues and paying for Live versus playing for PlayStation Plus versus, you know, this and yeah.
Fact is, it could be done, ugly. But they don't want to do it because they don't want you to jump ship to a different console or platform and be able to bring your stuff over easily. Then you have to think about something else as you decide if you're going to leave one platform for the other.
So it's all about the money.
Bingo.
Gunny's waiting for the Xbox One circular saw to come out. So.
Oh my God, that would be fucking awesome. Simulated Wood Builders 101.
Will the chicken coop have an Xbox and a flat screen TV in it? Or
no, but it's going to have power. She's starting from scratch with shit, so it's going to have power to keep them warm.
I was going
to
say, you got to have the incubator lights for that one. I was going to make a joke, but yeah.
No, it's not incubator lights. It's actually a heating pad for a human draped over this metal thing, so it feels like they're sitting underneath mama.
God, all we did was a fucking lamp.
Right? So no, it's fucking Minecraft, dude.
Is the metal thing the technical term for the device that sits over them?
Metal mesh thingy.
Thingy. Oh, thingy. Okay, that's the correct term. Thank you.
Metal mesh simulated booty.
Me.
Kitty.
I just Googled metal thingy. Oh, my goodness. It's a GRG-sponsored fleshlight.
All right, so we'll put up a topic. I'm going to put that up here after we close recording of this show. Get your thoughts over at forums.grimreapergamers.com. Tell us what you think. Are the technical advances hurting gaming, helping? Is story taking a back seat to all the gimmicks out there? So we want to hear what you have to say at the forums at grimreapergamers.com.
Well, story didn't take a backseat to Destiny. Oh, wait. Sorry. I got confused there for a second.
Had to be there at first to take a back seat.
What story?
There's cards for you to read.
I did avoid the low-hanging fruit for the longest time on that one. I felt that one was maybe a little too easy as far as to make a few points on. I was kind of looking elsewhere. So
I still think that was supposed to be a Halo game, and they wanted to sell to Sony, and Microsoft said no, and that whole deal fell apart.
And so, Jack liked low-hanging fruit.
Which makes me wonder why he doesn't have Conan.
Well, I don't know. I saw those pictures, man. I'm scared. The things you guys would do to me.
All right. So let's go ahead and tie this one up. Call it a night here before Gunny hits that eighth beer.
What?
I saw that stack that you were starting to put up there.
It's scary that he's in his bathrobe.
He's in his bathrobe. He has a cigarette. He has this Hef vibe going on right now.
He's got his in mutton chops. He's got his mutton chops. He went out to the Northwest and became a hipster.
I'm pretty and I know it.
You need to do a beard comb over. I don't know.
Beard comb over. Jesus.
I got to grow them out to comb them over. Grex is just mad. I see Grex sitting in the corner. He's mad. He's no longer the prettiest.
Grex is like, there's no way those mutton chops are going to my IROC Z.
Yeah. Mutton chops in an IROC Z. That's worlds colliding right there for Grex.
Unacceptable.
I think the universe would explode.
I kill him.
Hey, Grex and Gunny share a special bond.
Yeah, we're all special.
To play LAN.
They're roomies at the one LAN.
Best roommate ever.
At night, Grex would roofie Gunny, and Gunny would make super. Oh my God, what are you doing? God, he's a horrible person. Thank God we don't have this on video anymore.
I was about to say the opposite. Too bad we weren't doing video. Jeez. All right. We did have a handful of new members joining the clan this week or last couple weeks. Want to welcome you guys.
Sorry.
God, he's an admin. They got to deal with him. We'll make him new member liaison.
Craziest idea we've had yet. So next show will be on March 16th, recorded on March 16th. You'll probably see it on the 17th. St. Patrick's Day. We should get good and drunk for that one.
That's why I'm not shaving these. They're bright red and beautiful.
He's a leprechaun.
We shall give it to you. Show you his pot of gold. Get back together for that show and just get hammered. See what the hell happens. Yes, I'm for it. Drunk cast, why not?
Eat some Guinness. Drunk, I'm good.
Ah, shit. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/GrimReaperGamers. Don't forget our forums, forums.GrimReaperGamers.com.
Never forget our forums. Always use the forums.
Also, don't forget... Don't forget on Twitter, grgamers.com, spell out the dot. And twitch.tv/grimreapergamers. We're occasionally streaming. I think we're also maybe going to be looking into Beam. I think Digital was testing some stuff out on Beam to see how that goes.
He kind of liked it, so I'm curious to see how that works out.
I got a few others that I know that have been Twitch streamers that are starting to move.
It's so late. Johnny's wiping his fucking eye.
No, it started burning on me. I don't know what the hell is going on.
He's got the HIV.
In the face.
I think all the smoke from Gunny started traveling through the computer.
It's the beer.
I'm surprised Gunny hasn't started vaping yet. I mean, isn't that out there?
Gunny's old school. He sticks with a cigarette.
Yeah, hipster, he's going to be vaping soon. Something organic, like churros or something.
He just took out a flamethrower to light a cigarette.
he's gonna kill himself now.
Oh my god, he's got an acetylene torch. We are about to witness the death of Gunny.
We get everything we need in the shot.
He's having flashbacks of Nam. Napalm. Lights his cigarettes with napalm.
I'm gonna be good.
All right. I want to thank you all, especially Gunny. Jack, thank you for dragging his ass on the show as well.
I'll be back.
Oh, my God. Always a good time when Gunny shows up on the show.
My Reapers. I may not game a lot, but I love my Reapers.
And we love our Gunny, even though we never see on the Xbox anymore.
Drop your socks, grab your cocks. I may surprise you this weekend.
Hey, surprise us on Friday for the drunk battlefield.
How about Saturday?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
We can get drunk on Saturday too. What the hell?
Back.
I guess I should probably put you back on my friends list, huh?
Damn.
Oh. Rex. Still a more intimate links to me.
There went that bond. Jesus. All right. Want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, subscribe to our podcast on whatever format you like to get your podcast from, whether it's right off the main page at GrimReaperGamers.com or you go to our YouTube page. Check out past episodes while you're at it. Or we're also on iTunes, Google Play, and which radio are we on there?
Jack. Huh?
Jack, which radio format did you put us on? That Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Stitcher, thank you. I always say Slacker, and I know it's not Slacker.
New.
That's a different radio. So check us out. Your favorite format, we're likely there. So, on behalf of Jack, Gunny, and Grex, this is Johnny Hustler saying, so long, stay safe, we'll see you in a couple weeks, and don't game alone.
And fuck you guys!